engine places. Anybody see any red plates? Yes, sir. There's the engine room itself.
Electric.
Right.
Great.
Right.
Yes.
Welcome. Let's start off with a little presentation. First, I'll tell you a little bit about the setting. You can see the few cameras here that record our actions. And you'll have wires and microphones that will record your voice. There are also some microphones there. But you don't have to pay a lot of attention on those because it will disappear when you don't intend to. This is our project documents folder. There are some notes in it already, I see. Some documents. I'll start with the presentation kickoff. Well, I don't know if you've noticed, but we're working for Real Reaction. It's a company in electronics. We put fashion in electronics. We make it work. We put a lot of effort in design and in the product itself. I'm Bart Bert, I'm the project manager. So I'll direct you through the project. This is our agenda. We have our opening, acquaintance, tool training, project plan discussion, closing. Maybe I can sit down and take some notes. Or maybe you can take a minute.
Sure.
But I know it's not a lot of work, just looking at something like that, just like that. As you can see, it's the opening. Acquaintance tool training. Acquaintance is a point we've done a bit. Have you all seen the corporate website already?
Yeah.
Have you seen any flaws? I think I found one.
Depends on how much attention to it.
Okay. See if it works.
No,
it doesn't work yet. No problem. But on the corporate information side, there's there was Real Remote instead of Real Reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Real Remote is not really the company we are, but just a little. Okay, what are we going to do? Our project aim is, as you can see, a new remote control. It has to be original, trendy, and user friendly. So these are the points why we also hired you. We've got the marketing expert for the trendy and user-friendly look, and industrial designer that's also user-friendly and with original. And we've got our user interface designer. That's also that's about the new remote control. Our project method is there are three phases we're going through. First is functional design, individual work meetings. After the functional design, then the conceptual design, then the detailed design. I had some role indications, but I think you know the role. So the industrial designer is going to work on the working design, components design, and a bit of the look and feel design. The user interface designer is going to do the technical function design, user interface concept, and user interface design. And the marketing expert is doing a little bit of user requirements specification, plant watching, and project and product evaluation. So that's a bit what you're going to do. But that will be all worked out in other meetings. Then we've got our first tool training. We're going to work with a lot of high-tech tools here. So it's handy if we have a little bit of training first. As you can see, we've got the smart boards here and here, and the whiteboard. In the whiteboard here is a little toolbar on this side. Here are some functions we can save. These functions we don't have anything to do with. Only undo, you can undo a little piece of drawing. A blank new document for each person. Select a pen, eraser, capture, we don't have to do anything with. Then we've got our pen. This pen. It's really funny because you can draw with it on this page. In the, I think it is format, you can also select the current color and the line width. But then first you have to select the pen function. But we're going to work with it in a minute. So, okay. That's very simple and it's easy to draw your findings and drawings in there. Then a short thing about documents. We've got our shared folder, project documents folder, I think. But all you will find that already because a lot of documents made already, so it will be okay. And these are available on smartboards as well. So if you have a document you want to show, just open it from the folder. Here is a simple toolbar. It's what I just said, save, print, move back or forward one page. You can switch between the different drawings. And then we're going to try out the whiteboard. So as you can see, we're going to draw an animal just to get a bit familiar with it. Mouse was running away. Okay. We're going to draw an animal and just sum up a few of its favorite characteristics. The only thing we have to look after is that we use different colors and different line width. This I can start from now. You can use this pen by holding it like a little child, because if you hold it like this, the sensors will get blocked and then the drawing won't get good. Another thing is you have to be a bit slow. If you're going to draw like really fast, then pen won't hold up. So we choose format, current color. I think gray is appropriate. Then the line width. I think 7 will be nice. Now you will see my drawing capabilities. It's not very much, but. Here you have to do it real slow.
Sure.
Ah, I was trying to draw a dolphin. I think his nose has to be a little bit
close. I'm thinking of a swordfish.
It's a bit of a swordfish. Yeah, got an eye. Now we've got another function. We've got the eraser. And then you can undo this easily. It's okay. And I've got to write down a few of his characteristics. Got no text tool? No. Okay. This is typically a do action, I think.
Yeah.
Then. Maybe you have to hold it a bit upside down. I think that's it, because if you are going to do it like this, then it will be a strike. I don't know, just try. This is not my work? Okay. Maybe you have to use. I think it wants to draw another animal. I don't know. Lives for the fur. It's my characteristic about the dolphin. It lives for the fur.
Okay.
So now I'm gonna hand over the pen on a new blank sheet.
You?
Yeah.
Use a different line width, and I'm gonna draw in black. Okay, I'm not much of an artist, but here we go. Okay, this is my sheep. Little blue dot they always get sprayed on their butts. Yeah. Go really slow when you're riding.
Yeah.
They're brilliant animals, and that's just a little me thingy. So.
Just gonna draw its head. Let's see. who?
Garfield.
Ah, okay.
Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just that. Yeah. So, yeah. That's enough. Use a blank or? Okay.
Well, I was gonna draw a cat too, so I'll just try something else. Something different than Garfield. Mine is a bit more skinny. But well, it's supposed to be a cat. I like cats because they are independent.
Knows how to work with the whiteboard now, so if you have any ideas or if you want to draw anything on the whiteboard, just ask me. All right, it's pretty easy. So we've got the tool introduction. Move along to the project finance. As you can see, the for a remote control, the selling price is €25, our selling price. Our profit aim is €50 million. That's the least we have to get from our remote controls. So we have to work together to reach our aims. We can do it international, so we have to focus on different kind of users, different kind of cultures, and different kind of trends as well. But that's all in the later stadium. Our production cost can be maximal €12.5, so that's also a point we have to keep in mind if we want to make remote controls with small televisions inside and stuff like that. Point where. So just try to remember these points. Selling price 25, profit aim 50 million. But more important is the international market we're trying to focus on, and production cost maximum €12.5. So that leads us to our little discussion. We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left for discussion. So I'm gonna sit down and think. Easy. 5 minutes.
So just on the size of it, why is it my laptop doesn't give me a black screen?
He has to say the magic word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
And you have to just type the data. Experiences with remote controls, and I mean not the ordinary remote controls, but also other different ones that you can use for other
market.
Yeah.
Well, we have kind of brought TV at home and the TV player, so we got like a lot of remote controls work for the TV or for the video recorder or for the DVD player.
Yeah.
And I think it's it would be best to just make one remote control that can operate them all.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I've got one at home. You can program, I think, 8 different devices in it. And you can use it for television.
Okay.
Something else. And it also operates on infrared. So you have to build a little device inside your room. Operate it from the third or second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty handy when you have a video recorder, you can play downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and you've got a thing to your TV on the second floor.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty handy thing. But only the, I think that if you can put different kind of devices in one remote control, it makes it a lot easier as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Remember.
Yeah. So we want different functions.
Yeah.
And we can maybe see if we can do something in infrared. I don't know if it will exceed the production cost.
Mm.
It's something we can find out.
Yeah.
Well,
that would be.
Okay, so these are two things we can think of. I will put the minutes from this meeting in our budget folder.
Okay, yeah, one other big thing. Probably might be I need to put a battery service display on it. Also, really drive up the production costs.
Yeah,
we'll have to see about that too.
Mm.
But maybe just a little more.
What are you?
They were all mentioned.
Mm. Any questions about this presentation? Meeting in the budget folder. And then you can all work. Finish meeting now. Okay. And we can all work on our own projects. Okay, then I'll meet you in about half an hour, I think.
Okay,
that'll be next.